The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and it's Friday, October 21st, 2022. We're in Central Time here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank God it's Friday, or TGIF could stand for the government is. Insert your own expletive here. All right. And for those of you, you know, I mean, we're all about free speech. That's just the way it is. But the FCC, since we are on radio, does have those. Remember the Howard Stern movie Private Parts about all the seven dirty words you can't say on the radio? Yeah, well, that's one of them. But you can say it to yourself, because if you know the truth and your cognitive dissonance is gone, you know, that's a good thing. We forgot to mention also, because we were talking about COVID earlier and about these mandatory jabs and whatnot, a New Zealand funeral director is now reporting 95% of all the corpses that he got in got the COVID jab within 2 weeks of death. Just thought you ought to know. Little food for thought there before we get into our guest, this guy's been doing this forever and a day. He is the CEO of Natural Storage Systems. He is the veteran of the food processing and packaging industry. His name is Gary Groden, and he's the inventor of food and beverage storage systems for consumers and commercial apps. We've got to talk to him about it, because, see, he was awarded the Inventor Recognition Award for the most innovative and new invention for 2017 by the International Housewares Association. And I mean to tell you, I don't think this is Tupperware. Did I say a bad word, Gary?
It's not a bad word yet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. See, because everybody's somebody worried about PBAs and plastic and storing stuff, and it's just crazy. And I've been pumping you this last hour that we were going to be talking to you about food preservation. And by the way, folks, if you didn't know this, Gary is a professional singer-songwriter, licensed under BMI, with many songs published and recorded. He's done concerts globally with several major artists, spent years with Opryland Productions and the Nashville Network in Nashville, Tennessee. He's been on Nashville Now with Ralph Emery. You Can Be a Star, guest appearances on Picking at the Paradise and others. And so, Gary, it's always nice to have you here. But, you know, we're talking about a specific thing that is near and dear to our hearts, because we have a lot of people that are concerned about this, what we perceive as being a food shortage. And when you look at the amount of garbage that's going on in the media and what they're trying to tell us, and then you look at inflation, you look at prices, you look at the grocery store shelves in certain disasters and emergencies just being wiped out, you know, and then you look at the possibility of civil unrest in America, because a lot of people are going to do without, and the have-nots go take from the haves, and it gets crazy. And so, you know, a lot of our people, I'm just trying to, this is a setup. This is a part. This isn't a joke, but this is a setup. And basically what we're trying to do is, you know, to educate our people, because there are some tried and true methods that obviously you have engaged in before you came up with Natural Food Systems. And it's for preserving food. And a lot of us are now, like me, getting greenhouses together. I just got my worms yesterday and I'm starting to compost. I just watered the worms and put 250 of them in my compost bin. And so, you know, I'm going to start growing veggies and processing veggies. So, I mean, this is right up my alley. And folks, if you have questions for Gary Groden, the number is 844-769-2944. And you can call up and you can ask Gary questions about food preservation, because that's what we're all about here on the Power Hour. We're about solutions, not creating problems for people. So, Gary, what got you started into this? I mean, here you are, a singer-songwriter in Nashville, and all of a sudden, one day, I just think I'll make food storage stuff.
That's actually the truth, but it's pretty funny.
Well,
you know, being a songwriter and well, a singer is one thing, but being a songwriter, you have a little bit of creativity in you and a little creative bug. And you know, I thought, well, if I'm not Kenny Rogers when I get big, I better have something to fall back on. So I had started an equipment leasing company. Excuse me. And I specialized in food processing and packaging equipment. And, you know, for all that big expensive stuff that they use for, you know, making potato chips, those big bagging machines and bagged cheese, all that type of stuff. They, when they form those bags, they fill them with product and nitrogen, and they seal the bag shut. You know, bagged salads, meat, fish, poultry, all that type of food comes in nitrogen wrappers. And I thought, boy, if there was just some way that we could take that type of equipment and make that available for you and me and the consumer, we can extend the shelf life of our food and stop throwing so much of it away. It, and like I said, being the creative guy, I just came up with this product, and it's called Mapware. That technology is called MAP, M-A-P, which stands for Modified Atmosphere Packaging. So I thought, well, if we could take modified atmosphere, there's nothing sprayed on the food. The air is simply exchanged around the food. And it, what destroys food is oxygen and moisture. It causes oxidation. It causes mold and bacteria to form. It dries out food sometimes, depending on what your food product is. So I thought, well, if we could just take that process and make it available for you and me, it'd be a lifesaver. And you're right. The International Housewares Association, you know, it's kind of funny. At the International Housewares Show in Chicago a few years ago, you know, going up against Tupperware and Rubbermaid and some of the big boys, and I'm sitting here in my basement coming up with food storage ideas, and you beat those kind of guys for the best new invention and most innovative solution. So that felt kind of good, and it's a tremendous system that works, and it's available for you and me and all your listeners.
You got to love that. See, and the thing is, you didn't have to go to Shark Tank to make it work, did you?
Well, that was my next step, and then I had friends and neighbors throwing in money. And
See, they saw the need. They did. They saw the need, and they said, hey, you know what? If you came up with this idea, there must be something to it. And see, that's the thing. Everybody that comes up with an idea and they just sit on it and they don't do anything with it, and then somebody else at some point in time down the road is going to get that idea and they're going to run with it, and you just happen to be the first one.
That's exactly right. And I thought, if I don't do something, I'm going to starve anyway. So so here we are.
Well, see, and so now that we're in this kind of a mindset where people are starting to preserve food, I mean, I have a lot of dehydrators out there. We have some freeze-dried, you know, and I'm just – part of the things that I'm learning as the show host of this program from talking to our guests is, you know, when you start to cook anything, you cook the nutrients out of it, whether it's in a microwave or whatever the case may be. And a lot of people, they steam stuff. And we've talked about steam canning on the show a little bit, but it's not, you know, kind of like the thing that you're talking about. But we're talking about some ancient time, you know, things that they used to do and to keep their food from spoiling. And back then, we didn't have those preservation mechanisms that you have now.
Sure.
That, especially the ones you created. So the thing is that I guess where we're headed with this is because of everything that the dawn of humanity has faced, storing up for a rainy day. I mean, that's where I think that cliche came from, you know, save food for a rainy day. I mean, they talk about money that way, too. But the thing is that, you know, you can't eat money. You have to eat food, and you've got to keep it away from microbes and insects, and this was a very big thing back then. And we may have some people out there that are, you know, historically minded that understand all of this stuff, and I'm trying not to date you out there, folks that are listening to this thing. But it, like I said, again, the phone lines are open if you have questions as we discuss all of this stuff. You know, burying butter in peat bogs? Really?
There were so many crazy, and I guess not necessarily crazy, as long as they work, I suppose they're not crazy anymore. But people used to put food in honey, and I guess I had never heard of storing food in honey jars before, but they did that in ancient times, bringing back meat when they would pillage other villages. They'd put fruit and vegetables in honey jars and meat. And some Arab countries still do that today, and I thought it was crazy at the time, but it does keep the food away from oxygen, and that's what destroys the products. And you know, I've spent some time recently in Africa, And they do a lot of storage in honey, and they do a lot of food dry. You mentioned dehydrating. They make sun-dried tomatoes and sun-dry a lot of their vegetables, and that obviously eliminates the moisture. And they put a lot of the sun-dried products. Think of like sun-dried tomatoes. You can buy those in a little pouch, or you can buy them in oil. So they still preserve a lot of foods, storing them in oil. But the idea is to remove it from the oxygen, just like a vacuum sealer also removes oxygen. But with a vacuum sealer, that single-use, expensive throwaway bag clogs up landfills and causes other problems besides being expensive. So what we've done, just like the food processors since the 1930s, where they bag and package products by removing the oxygen, leaving us pure, natural, 100% safe, organic nitrogen. So we've created a system of bags and bowls where we can put our food in there, fresh vegetables, fresh meat, homegrown, leftovers. Day-old bread is a thing of the past. Just put it into one of our bags or one of our containers. We have canisters of food-grade nitrogen that we can put back or spray back into that container, and it just filters out. It removes the oxygen. They call it purging. It purges oxygen out of the container and keeps the food that much longer. It just extends the shelf life, and they're reusable. It's renewable, recyclable, 100% natural, organic, very inexpensive to use, and it's the system that every listener out there needs to have this afternoon.
But wait, so, there's more. Right. I was waiting for the Ginsu steak knife, but we're not going to do that here. The thing is, see, you always look for the hype in these things, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to drill down like that, because I don't think that when you intended to create this, yeah, it's a moneymaker, but the thing is, people can actually function with this stuff, which is one of the reasons why I say on Power Hour, we're all about solutions. We're not about creating problems. And creating problems is making products that are, A, not consumer friendly, that are difficult for people to use. And now you're talking about basically inserting nitrogen into a product. And all I can think of is these vacuum sealed bags that you see the dispenser sitting up on the shelf, and you put your stuff in the plastic bag and it sucks it all down. And it's like, okay, now how long is that going to last? And I mean, here, so many of us out here, and this is the, I guess, the competitive side of things in your business, but so many of us out here are buying freeze-dried 25-year shelf-life foods. Now, some of us have gone the wrong route and bought MREs. I mean, the military lives off of that stuff, and if they came to your house, they'd take it. But the thing is, we're talking about just basic survival here today.
Yeah,
but
those,
the thing
those
is, a lot of them, the 25-year shelf life. What's your take on that?
Yeah, that 25-year shelf life. Think of a bag of beef jerky. Beef jerky can last 25, 30 years because it's dried and dehydrated meat. But those little pouches that you buy the jerky in, that's back flush with nitrogen. People are always concerned or always ask me, does nitrogen really work? Those 25-year shelf life 5-gallon pails that you see a lot in prepper sites, those are backflush pails of beans and rice and corn, all backflush with nitrogen. The problem is, once you open that 5-gallon pail or the bag of jerky or the bag of anything, that nitrogen escapes, and you zip it shut or you reclose the pail, and you're locking the damaging oxygen back in. So what my system does is allows you to reinsert the nitrogen just like it came from the store.
I knew there was a catch. See, I knew there would be a reason why we wanted you on the show. Because, see, that's the thing. All you guys out there that are doing prepping, and I mean, I love the term prepper. I really do. I definitely understand the mindset. I understand why we do it. I understand that there's conflicts in the families. Because of the fact that, oh, well, don't we have enough? Don't we have enough? Wait, we have way too much. You're not buying any more food. I get that. But when you know that you got away, because, you know, what's going to happen when we open this food up and we want to use it? We want to try the food out to see if it's any good, because at the Power Hour, we are actually shopping for a decent freeze-dried food company. Now, we need the afterthought. The afterthought is what you're coming at us with. And so when I'm looking at the afterthought, and the afterthought is, look, you just said it. I open up the canister, the oxygen comes in, the nitrogen goes out. I've only used a little bit of the product. They say you can basically keep it for a year once you've opened it up. And I'm going, no, wait a minute. Gary's got something here. If we can package this stuff up and make it stay and put the nitrogen back in it, we can keep it on the shelf a lot longer than just 1 year. I mean, especially if we're saving this for a rainy day, or we're saving it. We opened it up. We tried it. We said, yeah, it's okay. I probably wouldn't order it again. But, you know, if somebody in need comes to the door and we got to give them something, you know, to make them go away. I mean, I hate to think like this, but I mean, it could come to that bad if we get into a food crisis like this and people are going door to door begging, especially your neighbors that are not prepared. And I mean, that's what this is all about. And people are thinking about it. They really are, Gary, especially on this show.
Absolutely.
So this is one of the reasons why, and I'm not making light of anything here, that you've come up with something that actually could preserve this food well past that 1 year mechanism that they talk about once you open up that container of food. So, you know, yep. God love you for creating that.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's exactly the way it works. We're even taking 20 and 40-foot shipping containers with a liner in them, and we're storing corn and soybeans and rice and beans for 7 years. We can, you know, it sounds funny and it sounds crazy sometimes to say something like end world hunger, but we can literally end world hunger with proper storage. I said earlier I spent some time down in Africa. They grow enough food to live. They probably grow more food than we do here in the United States. The problem is they eat like a king for a month, and the other 11 months they starve. So we're coming up with some real solid solutions to keep food fresher longer. It does not have to be dehydrated. Fresh fruits and vegetables. Even hunting, fishing, camping. You know, you catch some fish or you shoot a deer or whatever. Excuse me. You know, you clean it a little bit anyway, and you have to keep running for ice or a refrigerator to keep that in. Put it into one of my bags, zip it, and zap it with our canisters of aerosol nitrogen. It's not aerosol, it's pressurized nitrogen. There's no CFCs or there's no aerosols or propellants in there. It's just pressurized nitrogen. So it's safe and organic. But you can keep your meat fresher longer without running and keeping it on ice. So it's absolutely terrific. And it can end world hunger if there's a bad crop year, floods, drought, whatever the problem it was or is, or war, any reason. And if we've got steel containers full of soybeans, full of corn, full of rice, full of beans, we can eat for the next 7 years, as long as somewhere between now and the next 7 years, we can grow some more. But talk about ending and extending that shelf life. It's absolutely tremendous. And now you and I can do that at home with my MapWare system.
That is amazing. And see, the thing is, you know, remember when people used to toss a silver dollar into a punch bowl?
Yep.
And they did that. Why?
Well, if you've seen those little stones or the little balls, silver balls, you can get to remove garlic smell or onion from your hands. There's a natural fungicidal quality to silver and a bactericidal that they used to throw silver coins into their water jugs, into their food jugs, and that same property would just keep the bacteria down. It didn't last forever, but it would certainly extend the shelf life for another day or two. So there's so many old school techniques that are fine short term, but the nitrogen backflush and modifying the atmosphere. Nothing is sprayed on the food or into the food. The air is simply exchanged around the food. You know, you talk about refrigeration or needing refrigeration. Think of those little coffee creamers that sit on the table at the local restaurants. It says no refrigeration needed. You can keep milk without refrigeration. Those little creamers, it's called aseptic filling, but which all that means is it's sterilized. But then that's back flush with nitrogen. So there's no air inside those little creamers, and they'll sit there on the table at the restaurant for days and weeks and weeks. No refrigeration needed for milk, but Americans aren't going to go to the store and buy warm milk. They do in Europe because yeah. They're nitrogen filled.
So that is amazing that you come up with these concepts. Obviously, there was a certain amount of research that had to be done. And you have to basically, I mean, I guess you started with the advent of refrigeration and what they did in ancient times to preserve, all the way up through the fact that whenever the refrigerator was invented in the 1930s. And I mean, I guess that the MAP system actually started back then. Is that
yes.
right?
Yep. Commercial food processors and packagers started using nitrogen because it is natural. You know, 78% of the air we breathe is nitrogen. That 21% of oxygen is what that's what causes life to exist, but that's also the same properties that decays it and oxidizes the food. So they figured that out back in the 30s. For refrigeration was more of a, they always kept cooled things down with ice, ice coolers or ice refrigerators. But then with the advent of the food processing nitrogen applications, it just extended the shelf life, keeping it cool and refrigerated certainly help. You know, if a food product is supposed to be refrigerated, it's still best to keep it refrigerated, but put it in nitrogen and you can extend it even longer yet. So it's just tremendous.
That's amazing. And so, you know, the thing is that we are coming up to the break, and we're going to come back with Gary Groden on the other side of the break to talk about food spoilage, how much we throw out, why we don't need to be doing that. The thing is that if the food is fresh and there's a way to preserve it, you're going to make your grocery bill last a lot longer. And I mean, that's what this is all about, given the fact that grocery prices right now are through the roof, and you want to save every little morsel that you can, so you're not going and just throwing food out, because you start throwing food away, you're going to have to go buy it again. Can't do that. So anyway, we'll be back on the other side of our bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, with Gary Groden. And we'll be getting down into the knee deep of all of this. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Yes, friends.
Power to the people.
And you are my friends.
Power to the people.
Yeah, we're all about solutions here.
Power to the people.
I have to do my old-time minister thing going on here. Gary Grubb is with us, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And by the way, when you order this stuff, I told you, I got this Credit Restoration Primer book. I wrote it. It's been around since 1993. People have used it to clean up their credit reports. And I'm not taking a dime. I'm keeping the Power Mall functioning and keeping the Power Hour on the air. And because of the fact this is my one-year anniversary month with the Power Hour, I am actually giving you this book at no profit to me at all. It's all going to the Power Mall and the Power Hour, and it's going to help you get ahead. You need your good credit to get ahead, especially if you're going to fight this digital currency that they want to bring at us. And it's going to complicate things for a lot of people, including mom and pop businesses like Gary's, because then if they don't want you having this food storage stuff, and there's reasons, there's nefarious reasons out there, and people that have, they want you to eat fake meat and bugs and God knows what else. I mean, they're already feeding kids in some places in Europe mealworms. Did you know that, Gary?
I did not know that, but that makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not buying this Bill Gates nonsense with fake meat. I'm just not doing it. You know, we want wholesome, natural, you know, our own grown stuff. People have greenhouses. They want to make the food last as much as it can. And see, so many people, when they eat and go to the store and they buy junk and they buy useless crap that's not nutritious and it ends up in the garbage. How much spoiled food do Americans toss in the garbage every year?
The last few years, it's been $165 billion, but the new numbers came out for this year, and it's $210 billion by the consumer, not processors, not farmers, not transportation, just you and me, $210 billion thrown out of your refrigerator, off the table. Just no way to keep that food fresher longer until now. You know, if I took your garbage bill and I added that comes out to about $185 per household per month. And if I added $185 a month to your garbage bill, first of all, you'd have a fit and you couldn't afford it. But you're throwing it away in your food waste anyway. So stop that. Preserve it. Save your money. But save the landfill. Stop throwing food away. And if you want to give it away to somebody else who's starving, that's a different deal. But stop throwing it away.
But just
keep
imagine. Yeah, I would do the same thing. But there's another reason behind that. Another principle is if you're not spending the money on food, that means you've got to spend money to spend on utilities and other things like your mortgage or whatever the fact, you know, other means of survival. So,
absolutely.
I mean, this is another way, folks. This is all practical. It's critical. I'm pulling this stuff out of my head because this is what I do. I get on the show and I ad lib and I have to think of things to say. And I'm just like, Father, give me revelation. I want to know what's going on here. Get me tuned into this guest. Let me understand where he's coming from. And I'm seeing this. I see the big picture here because the longer you can preserve your food, the more money you got to spend on other things that are necessary to sustain life. I mean, that's what this is all about here, solutions, not problems. So, folks, if you have questions, 844-769-2944, the number to call. We are here for the balance of this hour, and then the show's over. And I was reading some of the show notes, and, of course, now I see the concept about taking meat and veggies and dunking them in honey and dunking them in oil, because basically the liquid and it doesn't have oxygen in the liquid, and it just wraps itself around the item and keeps the item totally contained away from insects, away from oxygen, away from everything. And it acts as a preservative. And the thing is, from what I'm understanding, is olive oil actually keeps the food longer than honey does. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And a lot of times you'll see vitamins that come in a little oil tablet, like a vitamin E. It'll be in a grapeseed oil or a soybean oil, some type of an edible oil. But the problem there is that oil goes rancid after 30 days. So that vitamin or the food product, the potency of that vitamin is used up preserving the oil. So that only has a certain shelf life to it too, where go back to the nitrogen again. The nitrogen doesn't go anywhere. It's inert. Once it's in that container, these are special containers that are airtight, obviously, but the film that we use is a special type of film that doesn't let oxygen or other gases leach in or out. So it'll keep the food fresher a whole lot longer than an olive oil or a honey. But you're right, they used to soak them in there just to keep the oxygen off. Remember in the book of Genesis in the Bible, Joseph had kept corn for 7 years, the same way we keep corn for 7 years on nitrogen. Joseph had buried the corn in the ground, excuse me, and that the ground kept the animals, the insects, the oxygen away from the food, and it just kept it for 7 years. So the same type of principle, but you know, obviously I don't want to keep my food in the dirt. So there's technology has just allowed us to develop this type of a system for you and me, and make it fresher, safer, a lot longer, a lot cheaper. You know, you talked about insects. If you ever have like a container full of flour or corn or rice, and it gets buggy.
Yeah.
And depending on where you live around the country, too, some places that have a little higher humidity have a little bigger problem with bugs than, say, you know, out in the desert southwest, maybe. But with nitrogen, bugs and the larva cannot, and mice cannot live where there's an oxygen depleted atmosphere. So your flour, your products will not get buggy, and it'll just keep that much longer again.
So the thing is that with this nitrogen, and I know we talked about the potato chip bag concept before, but my critical thinking cap just went on again. You go to the store and you see, and we've had this happen multiple times. You say, oh, they got a sale on potato chips, and you buy them and you take them home and it says sell by, and you open them up and the damn things are stale. And I'm like, wait a minute. If these are nitrogen filled bags, they shouldn't be stale, right? obviously, there's a big difference between what you're doing and what they're doing.
Correct. You know, you'll look at those the bags, and it'll have a 6-8 month expiration date. And you know, as soon as you open them up, depending on where you live again, they rehydrate almost instantly or within days. So take the chips out that you need. We have a special clip for those type of bags, and a little, it's called a snap and zap cap that can go onto bread bags or onto chips and reinsert the nitrogen. Now it's just like it came from the producer, and that 6-month expiration date's back on the table. It's no longer a 1 or 2 day or a 1 or 2 week deal. So
you thought of everything.
Well, think of an 8-pack of hamburger buns or hot dog buns, yeah. A loaf of bread. You know, you open them up and you take 4 buns out, and the other 4 get green or crusty before you get back to them.
Yeah.
So put my little snap and zap cap on that bread bag, give it a shot, and I can keep bread for up to 60 days. So that day old bread concept is now a 60-day old bread concept. So
but the thing is too, a lot of people, they do this and then they freeze it. They put the bread right, they only take out what they need out of the freezer, seal it up, and put the rest of it back in. But see, they've let air back into that bag that they're putting back in the freezer. Is there something wrong with it? I mean, is it not good? Does it promote freezer burn and the nitrogen going into this thing? Now I'm putting the scientific thinking cap on here and thinking that if you zap it with nitrogen and you suck all the oxygen out, you're going to prevent freezer burn. Is that so?
To an extent. Remember fresh meat, you know, you can take a vacuum sealer and seal up, you know, it sucks all the air out and it makes a nice little package for meat, and you throw it in the freezer and there's still freezer burn after whatever days or weeks or whatever. There's moisture inside that meat that comes to the surface. Vacuum sealing sucks out a lot of that, the flavor and the aroma. You know, your taste is what? I forgot what the percentage of your taste is. Like 70% of your taste is smell. So a vacuum sealer sucks that aroma out, but there's internal moisture that will then seep to the surface, recreating the freezer burn, the ice crystals. So in a nitrogen bath, that moisture is still in there, and as it comes to the surface, there's no place for it to go or to no oxygen to absorb that moisture, so it inhibits that ice crystal from forming when it's in a nitrogen storage bag.
You see, and this is one of the reasons why we ask these kinds of questions, folks. And I know a lot of people don't call up because they figure, oh, Dave Krieger's going to figure this out, and he's going to ask Gary all the legitimate questions. I don't have to call in. That's not true. I may not have either the time or the capacity to carry on a conversation like this forever. But the thing is that, you know, definitely Gary's got my interest here because we're all about food preservation around here. And I hate just having to go out and buy groceries. And then all of a sudden, oh, well, we didn't get to cook it last night. Let's cook it tomorrow night. And then the next night goes and something else is on the table. And it's like, when you run around, you got a crazy lifestyle going on, which a lot of us do because we're all trying to figure out ways to live. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, when you find a matter of convenience that actually can preserve food, especially taking the food that you already have purchased to keep it from going. And see, when we first started talking about this, Gary, I'm like, now I can all of a sudden I get this visual of the single guy and the parents show up at his house. And when he's in the bathroom, they go into the refrigerator to see what's in there. And there's all this moldy pizza and all this other garbage sitting there. Do you remember that? You get a visual on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had that happen many times.
Yeah, and it's like, look at all this garbage and junk that's in here. We got to throw all this out. There. The kid walks out of the bathroom, and they're throwing all of his refrigerator into the garbage. This is exactly what we're talking about food spoilage and the fact that all this money is going to waste because he wasted money. If you just had bought the food system, the storage system in the first place with the nitrogen, you would be way further ahead. You'd be basically doing what the food processors and manufacturers do in keeping your home unit contained. And so to me, it would seem like now I got another question here, because if it's that good and I've got a pet and I want to preserve dry dog food and I don't want it getting moldy or germy or anything, can I store big pounds and pounds and pounds of dog food? Do you have containers big enough to store like 55-gallon drums of dog food so you can feed your pet if something goes down?
We do have. We have lids, 4 or 5-gallon pails, 5 and 7-gallon pails. We also have converted 55-gallon drums. We have a special valve. It's a medical – it's expensive, but it's a medical valve-type system. With the bigger nitrogen tanks, like you see for, you know, like in welding, you know, those big tanks. So, we can certainly do that. But we keep dog food. Bugs get in there and mice, and they will not if it's stored in nitrogen. So, you know, you talk about canning earlier, too. The little canning jars, or if you steam can or cook, whatever process you use to can. You know, during the winter time, you take off your little mason jar lid, and if you don't eat all of the product, you put a lid back on, or the same lid back on it, but it gets moldy up around the edge, and it gets crusty. We make it's called a MapTech lid for mason jars, Kerr jars, ball jar, that type of storage jars,
right,
with our valves in it. So take out the sauce or whatever, the stewed tomatoes, wherever you got in there, and put my lid on it, give it a shot of nitrogen, and you won't have that mold build up around the tops of those jars. It's like recanning without having to recook it.
Yeah, the thing about that mold too, Gary, is that when you're looking at this stuff, it's like, oh God, look at that. It just went bad. The whole thing is bad. Just because there's a little mold around the top, you assume the whole thing is bad and you got to throw the whole thing out. Now we've wasted food and you've wasted all your effort in putting it together. Eddie in Missouri, you're on the phone with Gary Groden. Go for it. What's up?
Do you have a video? Hi to everybody. Shows all this. I'm having trouble imagining how all this works for somebody that don't have any idea what's going on. So, or good pictures, or what do you have?
We certainly do. I have two different websites. One is called mymapware.com. Mymapware.com will show the products and configurations of different kits that we've assembled. And there's a little video on there. And then on naturalpreserve.com, no S on the end, it's just naturalpreserve.com, there's an animated cartoon video on there that actually shows the process walkthrough. And there's pictures, there's other links with instructions. If you pull down the instruction sheet, you'll see how that's actually applied. There's a little one-way valve going in, a little one-way valve coming out. Put your food in there, lock the lids down, insert our little nitrogen can straw. It's a stainless steel straw, too, for cleanliness, for food safety and cleanliness. Insert that little straw into the valve. Give it a one-second shot. 1 second's all it takes to flush that out, depending on how big of a container and how much. If you throw in one potato chip into a great big bag, it's going to take a little more, but but at least you'll have the idea of that. And that's the two websites, mymapware.com and naturalpreserve.com. And you can watch some of the videos and the instruction sheets on those sites.
That answer your question, Eddie?
Yes, it does. Fantastic. Thank you very much for explaining it so thorough.
Well, we appreciate you. Thank you for helping. God bless you, sir. We appreciate you. So, Gary, I mean, this is, you know, like I said, we have their undivided attention here because it's all about food storage. And the thing is that when we're talking about the cost factor, which I guess that's the next thing they're going to be saying, okay, now we've got the hype. Now what about the cost? You know, it's like, look, I know about Tupperware, and I know that Tupperware only, you know, you got to burp it. Oh, you know, you burp it, you still, I think you still got the oxygen in there. I don't think it pushes everything out. It doesn't
push anything out, just a very slight amount of oxygen when you burp.
Yeah. So I mean, you've tested this stuff and you've seen it, and now you got the goods on it and you understand what's going on. These, I'm assuming that you made these things so they're stackable, or you put them in a drawer, they take up a space in your kitchen. I mean, are they space-saving devices? I mean, what are they like? Because some people, space is at a real premium.
Yep. Our glass bowls, excuse me, they are nestable, but they are made of glass. It's a borosilicate glass, which will also withstand higher heat. You know, most bowls on the market will only go up to about 500 degrees. These will go up to 760 degrees. You don't want to put the plastic lid on there and snap that down, but the bowls will certainly go up to 760 degrees. And there are patents on the system that we've created, and besides other awards and things that we've been given for having this type of a system and the creativity behind it. But the bags are reusable. You know, they are a special film. It's a heavier duty plastic, but it's a sandwich type film. But you reuse those bags, turn them inside out, and wash them out. They're good for a good 100 uses. Plus, one of our canisters of nitrogen, it retails at $12.95, but it's good for 100 applications. All it takes, like I said, is a 1 second spray of nitrogen into that container. And that's good for 100 applications. So for $12, if you can get 100 meals out of it, that's pretty cheap.
Well, it is compared to what some food costs. I mean, a steak now is way more than $12.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you know, if there's leftover steak or stuff that you want to preserve or you know you're only going to eat part of and you want to put it back, and a lot of people, I mean, there are rules, and I want to get into this just a little bit because, of course, our time is limited here. We got about 5 minutes left. I'm looking at the fact that, one, if you've got, you know, you're portioning out food and you want certain food to last a bit of time and you're only going to cook so much at a time, you have to be able to preserve the rest of what's left over. And so what you're basically saying is that you're going to prolong, and maybe this is something we need to take into consideration, Gary, is that when you go to the store and you shop, think about what you're going to put into these containers. If you say, look, I'm going to buy the family pack, because I can save money buying the family size, and then I'm going to take this stuff and I'm going to split it up, and I'm going to part and parcel it out into each one of these containers and seal it up and put them in the freezer. And
that's
so now...
That's exactly right. Buy in bulk. Seniors, too. You know, there's a limited budget there for what they can do. And if something's on sale, especially if it's getting near its expiration date, buy it. Put it in my system. Extend that shelf life a little longer. And keep it fresh.
What's the longest that you've ever preserved an item in one of your systems?
Boy, I don't want to say, it's hard to give a specific date only because every food product is different. Like strawberries, I can keep strawberries. We've kept them 45 days, not 3 or 4 or 5 days.
Wow.
But bad food in is bad food out. Yeah. So if you bought them at the grocery store, how long were they sitting on the shelf at the grocery store? Are they four days when you got them, or were they just put out this morning? And even if they were just put out this morning, they didn't pick them at 6 o'clock this morning, so they didn't bring them on the shelf at 7. So if there's any mold or bacteria, E. coli, that they've had all that lettuce recall, nitrogen inhibits the growth of E. coli, any of that bacteria. But if it's already on the food product, and you, like I said, bad food in is bad food out, it's not going to kill a bacteria if you've already got tainted food. So it'll, if it's fresh, homegrown, you know where it's been, you know where your hands have been, if they're clean, it'll last 10 times longer than anything else on the market.
So there you have it, folks. I mean, we're talking about food preservation today with Gary Groden from Natural Storage Systems. He's the CEO. I mean, nothing like getting to the top, because, I mean, you were one of the people that put this whole system together. And so very quickly, cost-wise, what's our investment? What does it look like? Just
well,
a rough ballpark.
Yep. We have starter kits, which make up a whole series of components. All the way up to what's called a master series. The master series for a family of four that retails at $181, which might sound like a lot, but if you're throwing away $185 a month in food, you've paid for your system in the first month. So there's individual components that can be bought for just a couple bucks each. A can is, like I said, $12.95 on up. So all different combinations of pre-assembled kits or components, individual components, for just a few dollars up to $181.
Well, there you have it. Gary Groden from I'm blown away. Natural Storage Systems. And I'm glad we had you on the show. We'll have to have you back again. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to do business with you. And, you know, our Power Mall listeners, I'm sure, and Power Hour listeners are definitely interested in it. So we appreciate your time, and God bless you for the work you do, sir. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. And we are just about wrapping up our segment right now. I'm sorry that we didn't have a chance to get to all the news. There is a lot of news in the about Quiet Title. We didn't get a chance to talk about that. And so, you know, there's some other things, too. We had a candidate in Arizona actually drop out of the race for a college district governing board after a police officer found him doing the willy in his vehicle. And, I mean, you want to talk about some weird stuff out there? That's good news, because we got rid of somebody because he was doing it inside or near a school district. So, come on, folks. I mean, at least our cops are paying attention and helping us out here. We're also talking about vaccine injury. There's a lot of stuff on COVID here that we didn't have a chance to get to. But in the meantime, we're going to be back on Monday. Stay with us. Keep that dial where it's at. You know how to get a hold of us. Go to the Power Mall, shop, take advantage of Cash Friday, and get the book. Dave Krieger with you. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday, everybody.
And the lover of my soul. God, he is Yahweh. Great I am, he is Yahweh. The Lord of all, he is Yahweh. Those of Sharon, he is Yahweh. The righteous son, he is Yahweh. The three in one, he is Yahweh.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of
course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.